Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Saturday, the 16th of May, 2026 at 18:29 Israel time, 15:29 UTC. IDF strikes Hezbollah in South Lebanon, kills Hamas Gaza chief as US-Israel prepare Iran strikes, May 16th, 1529 UTC, 1829 Israel, evening edition. Bottom line up front, the tempo has accelerated sharply across multiple fronts in the last 24 hours. The IDF launched its first wave of airstrikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon since the US-brokered ceasefire was extended by 45 days, killing two operatives at a rocket launching site. In Gaza, the military confirmed it killed Hamas military wing chief Izzaldin al-Haddad in an airstrike in Gaza City overnight, one of the last surviving architects of the October 7 onslaught. And the US and Israel are reportedly in advanced preparations for a possible renewal of strikes on Iran, potentially as early as next week, even as Iran's foreign minister claimed Washington has sent messages expressing willingness to continue negotiations. Now, turning to the regional sections. In Lebanon, the IDF issued evacuation warnings for nine villages before the strikes, which hit the towns of Sadiqen, Al-Khalila, Al-Haus, Al-Manzuri, Hanawi, Mashouk, and Hadatha. Artillery also shelled Yomor al-Shakif with what was claimed to be white phosphorus shells. The two Hezbollah operatives were killed at a rocket launching site after a rocket attack on troops that landed in open areas without causing injuries. Secondary explosions indicated weapons were present in the building. Hezbollah's military media issued a flurry of statements claiming attacks on Israeli forces throughout the day. A loitering drone targeted a gathering of soldiers in Al-Qiyam. An Amra armored vehicle and a Hummer in Taibe were struck with loitering gliders. A gathering in Nakura was targeted with two loitering drones, and the newly established Blat site was shelled with artillery. An apparent Hezbollah drone launched from Lebanon was intercepted by air defenses over Mechila, triggering sirens. The IDF called it an additional violation of ceasefire understandings. Al Jazeera reported that Israeli strikes killed seven people in Lebanon on May 15, including in Tyre. UNICEF stated the conflict is causing the death or injury of a classroom's worth of children daily, with over 177 children killed in Lebanon. Moving to Gaza, the killing of Izzaldin al-Haddad was the central development. Hamas sources also acknowledged his death. IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Oyal Zemir called it a significant operational achievement, noting that freed hostages had repeatedly mentioned Haddad, who had previously surrounded himself with hostages. The military instructed Southern Command to remain alert for retaliation. Footage circulated of Haddad training his wife in shooting and grenade throwing. Both were reportedly killed in the same strike. His funeral was held at Aqsa Mosque in Gaza City. The IDF also announced the killing of two Hamas terrorists who infiltrated Israel on October 7 and recently attempted attacks on troops in northern Gaza, identified as Qamar Ayad Mohammed al-Matouk and Khalid Mohammed Salem Judah. Another strike in central Gaza killed Abdul Rahman Mahmoud Juma Shafi, a member of Hamas's Bureh battalion. In the West Bank, Israeli forces stormed the village of Deir Jiri, east of Ramallah, and detained four Palestinians. On the multilateral track, the US announced the 45-day extension of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire following talks in Washington, despite the ongoing strikes and attacks. The US is also reportedly encouraging the UAE to seize Iran's Levant Island, which it secretly attacked in April, as part of a broader effort to involve the UAE in confronting Tehran. Iraq's new Prime Minister Ali Faleh al-Zaidi pledged to expand regional and international ties based on mutual respect. Moving to the analysis, First, the trend, the kinetic tempo is accelerating across multiple fronts compared to the trailing 7 days. The prior week saw sporadic Hezbollah attacks and Israeli retaliatory strikes. But the last 24 hours brought the first large-scale IDF airstrikes in southern Lebanon since the ceasefire extension, alongside the high-profile targeted killing in Gaza. The reported US-Israeli preparations for renewed Iran strikes add a potential third front, suggesting a coordinated escalation rather than isolated incidents. On the information environment, Israel is pushing a narrative of operational success and deterrence restoration, emphasizing the killing of Hadad and the strikes on Hezbollah rocket sites as necessary responses to violations. The US is framing its role as both enforcer and diplomat, trying to maintain a dual-track approach. Hezbollah and Iran are counterframing through claims of successful attacks and diplomatic openness, but their messaging is reactive and fragmented. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest around the US-Iran diplomatic track. Iraqis' claims of US willingness to talk are unverified and contradicted by the strike preparations, suggesting Tehran is trying to project a diplomatic off-ramp that may not exist. And the synthesis. The simultaneous escalation in Lebanon and Gaza, combined with the advanced US-Israeli strike preparations, indicates a deliberate campaign to degrade Iran's proxies and military infrastructure before a potential direct confrontation. The killing of Hadad removes a key Hamas leader and disrupts command, while the Lebanon strikes test Hezbollah's red lines under the extended ceasefire. This pattern suggests Israel is creating a more permissive environment for strikes on Iran by neutralizing immediate threats on its borders. A counter-reading is that these are independent reactive operations, but the timing and the explicit linkage to Iran strike preparations in US media point to a coordinated strategy. The diplomatic signals from Iran are likely a smokescreen to buy time, but the military posture indicates the window for talks is closing. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for three things. One, check flight radar 24 for unusual US or NATO tanker or ISR orbits over the Eastern Mediterranean or Persian Gulf in the next 24 hours, indicating pre-strike positioning. Two, monitor Sentinel-1 SAR imagery of Bandar Abbas Naval Base for sortie of Iranian fast attack craft or changes in vessel dispersal. 3. Track the posting cadence of the Telegram channel Middle East Spectator for any real-time claims of explosions or air defense activity in Western Iran. Looking at the predictions through a status quo lens. Within 48 hours, Hezbollah will launch at least one retaliatory rocket or drone attack on northern Israel, causing no casualties. Before Wednesday, the IDF will conduct additional airstrikes in southern Lebanon, targeting rocket launch sites. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours, with no direct kinetic exchange between the two states, though with low confidence. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 24 hours, a US or Israeli airstrike will hit an Iranian-linked target in Syria, killing at least one IRGC advisor with low confidence. By Monday, Iran will announce the closure of the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping, citing security concerns, with low confidence. Within 72 hours, a Hezbollah anti-ship missile will strike an Israeli naval vessel off the Lebanese coast, causing casualties with low confidence. That concludes this sitewrap. For more, visit sitrapisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitraps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.